Want to know what successful people are doing with their money to create wealth and use it consciously for the greater good? Welcome back to Wealth Unplugged, the weekly podcast that gives you diamond tips on creating conscious wealth from change makers, world shakers, and wealth creators. Now here is your host, Barbara Turley.
Hi there, and welcome to Wealth Unplugged for another week. Thanks so much for tuning in again. And of course, to any newbies that we've picked up today, thank you, welcome, and I hope that you enjoy the show. I hope that you subscribe to the show and keep following us here on Wealth Unplugged. So basically, this is the show where you get the lowdown from the amazing guests that I interview every week on my Feminine Wealth TV show. And on this podcast, what I do is distill down my key takeouts from those interviews into this nice, short and snappy podcast so that you can just get the key strategies that you need on the go in 10 or 15 minutes flat. Usually the shows on Feminine Wealth TV are more like 45 minutes long, so often we don't have time to look at the whole thing. So here you just get the key strategies and the key takeouts. So this week on Feminine Wealth TV, I actually went offshore for the first time. So I'm here based in Sydney, and I decided that I've been interviewing people mainly in Australia, but I found an amazing woman who was based in LA, and I really wanted to interview her. And although I would have loved to have hopped on a plane and just headed over to LA for a few days of, you know, American culture, I couldn't do that. So I got her on Skype and I did my first Skype interview. So it was quite interesting from a technology perspective. Again, I was having all these technology challenges and fears, but we got after it and the show went really, really well. So basically, I had found a lady called Pina De Rosa. Now, Pina, she's a mindset effectiveness expert, but she's also a TEDx speaker and an award-winning producer. And what an amazing combination is that. And I wanted to get her on the show because she did a TEDx talk that really hit a chord with me, but also it got viewed at this stage. I think it's been viewed 250,000 times all around the world. And it was only last year that she did the talk. So I really wanted to get her on the show and to ask her, you know, obviously, how do you do a TED talk? How do you get a TED talk? And then what's the impact of a TED talk thereafter? So I was really surprised. I connected with her online and she was more than happy to do the show. And she was a brilliant guest. I have to say, it was such a great show. So there was a whole pile of key points really out of the show. But my first key takeout that I took from Pina, she just talked about the importance of congruency between your internal and your external life. Now, let me explain what I mean by that for a second. So Pina's a mindset effectiveness expert and coach. And what she really does is she helps people who, you know, they have a big vision, they've got a path that they're on, they've something they really want to achieve, but for some reason, they're just not getting there. They're just not breaking through. And they usually have some sort of limiting blocks or beliefs that might be holding them back. And as she put it, you know, the water is always flowing, but sometimes there's leaves that are blocking the way. And what you need to do is, obviously, if there's leaves in a stream, it's going to really slow down the water. So what you need to do is get in there and clear out the leaves first. And then you can sort of allow the water to gush forth. And it actually does do that. That's what she's seeing with her clients. What I find interesting about this is it is actually one of my beliefs too, that these weeds and these leaves that get in our way, they can actually stop us in our tracks forever, you know. And how many people have great ideas, but they just never really get off the ground. And, you know, people who, they do all the strategies and tactics and they do everything to try and make things happen, but for some reason, they just can't quite get there. So this was a topic that, you know, Pina and I were able to discuss at length, because one of the steps in my wealth success formula that I coach people on is beliefs. And actually, it's quite early in the piece that I teach people this, because I know that on the path to wealth, and I've experienced this myself, you know, you can have all the strategies and tactics and things that you need to do. You can get everything right. You can have all the knowledge and you can still end up not achieving wealth or true wealth, as they say. So after many years of me kind of struggling and hitting up against brick walls and, you know, trying everything, I realized that actually our beliefs are really, really, really strong and they play a massive part in how successful that we're going to be. So it's really important to actually go back and figure out, you know, what are my beliefs? So for example, with money, Do I believe that I deserve to be wealthy? Now, that might sound strange to you, but if you really ask yourself that question, some of us don't believe that we deserve to be wealthy. Some of us believe deep down that actually people who are wealthy are mean or are evil, and that we don't identify with them like other people are wealthy. And that's a belief too. And those kinds of beliefs, sometimes we don't even know they're there, but those beliefs are our unconscious, you know, subconscious, I guess, thermostat that's always pulling us back to where we believe we should be. So really, really important to make sure that we uncover those beliefs and then reframe them. And I guess that's mainly the work that Pina does. And it's not just around money, it's around worth, it's around so many different things we can have beliefs on. But when we unlock these beliefs and reframe them, we unleash more of our internal inherent value. And then when we do that, it's like preparing the soil, getting the soil lovely and rich and full of nutrients and the right environment, so that when we do start planting those amazing seeds of success, we can just sit back and watch them grow. So Pina's an expert at this, at helping people to really unlock their inherent value. And, you know, this whole concept of once you get your internal programming right, the external representation of that in terms of success is actually so much easier. So that was my key takeout number one. Really, really focus on those beliefs. And it was great that we were so spot on in our philosophies on that point. So my second key takeout from Pina, and again, it's something I get my clients to do, write down your goals. Now, I know this seems like, oh yeah, we know all that sort of stuff, manifesting, write down your goals. But I'm going to tell you a story to prove how powerful this is. So basically, I asked Pina, how does one go about getting a TEDx, doing a TEDx talk? Because, I mean, lots of people want to do that. But how do you actually make it happen? And she kind of laughed and she said, you know, she had wanted to do one. She had attended a couple of them and she's already a speaker. So she thought, well, you know, TEDx is kind of the next level. But there was a group of influential women's group in LA that she really wanted to get into. It was a mastermind program. But for this particular program, you actually had to apply. And you go through this kind of rigorous application process to get into this particular group. And one of the, I think they had to write, she had to write down what her goals were. And she had to specifically write down what her 5-year goals were. She thought, wow, what's a five, you know, 5-year goal is so far out. And she thought, I know, I'm going to write down a TED talk. So she wrote down as her 5-year goal that she wanted to do a TED talk. So that's great. It's on the list. And she said, literally, she started telling other people about this too. So she started, you know, sort of getting anyone she met, she would put in that this was her goal. And in speaking the goal, it actually started to make it more true for her. And it's this whole concept of act as if now. So she started speaking and talking to people, and in her writing, she started acting as if she was going to do a TED talk and it was already booked in 5 years' time. The amazing thing that happened was that literally a whole chain of events happened over the following few weeks and couple of months. And to cut a long story short, she basically, within 1 year, was up on TED, on stage, doing a TED talk. So I'm just saying, her 5-year goal turned into a 1-year goal. And we talked at length about this, and really that whole process of writing it down made it more real for her and made it less of a pipe dream. And when you write stuff down, it becomes more real, and you sort of embed it into your subconscious that it's actually happening, because your subconscious doesn't actually know the difference between what's true and what's not. It just knows what you tell it. So in writing something down, you make it really concrete. So with your vision and with your goals, you have to get really granular. Write down what is your big vision, but then actually list what are the objectives and the sort of milestones that you want to get to in order to make that big vision happen. So I've written down on, I'll just share with you, I've actually written down on my goals sheet that I want to do a TED talk. And interestingly, at the end of the interview with Pina, she did offer, for anyone who wants to do a TED talk or is really serious about it, she actually offered a complimentary session, which is amazing. So if you watch the interview, you can find out the details at the end as to how to get that. And it's something I definitely will be taking her up on. So moving on to my third key point. So obviously, Look, visibility, it's what we all want, especially in business. You know, if you're in business, you want visibility because more visibility means more business, right? So doing a TED talk, you know, it's like the pinnacle of getting more visibility. And Pina knew this as well. And this was one of the reasons why she wanted to do one. But what was interesting was her experience afterwards and getting all that visibility and what it did to her personally. And, you know, the question is, if we get more visibility, who is the person that we need to become in order to cope with that level of visibility? So can you imagine telling a very personal story, which was actually what Pina did? She told a very personal story of being date raped at university, and that was the opening for her talk. And, you know, the video was viewed over 250,000 times. So she had never shared that story before the TED talk. So you can imagine how she felt, this amazing sense of, wow, my name is out there now. And, you know, she was getting loads of business from it. And it was just, you know, her brand was exploding and all this good stuff was happening. But on the inside, she was feeling very exposed and very uncomfortable about the fact that now this story was out there. So we talked a lot about, you know, how do you grow into the person that you need to become when you get that level of visibility? And actually, it is a growth experience. It's really, you've got to stretch into your new role. And like I said, we all want more visibility, but are we all ready? Are we all ready for that visibility? And it's interesting. I was speaking to a friend of mine on the phone this morning, someone who, a good friend of mine who has just left the financial industry in a, you know, a nice cushy job a few months ago. And he's left it to pursue his dream, which is in the health space. And he does, he has a massive vision and a really good business plan. But we were talking about this concept of the minute you start to put yourself on camera and put yourself out there, like what I'm doing now, here I am on this podcast, putting myself out there, how does it make you feel? And, you know, it takes a level of confidence and courage to actually do this and to step out there and to really push yourself forward. And I know I have felt it in, you know, creating all my videos and all my content. And what's really cool is that I got a question a few weeks ago on my new Google Hangout. I'm doing a Google Hangout live every Friday morning, Sydney time. So if you actually want to get on that, you should check on my website, energizewealth.com, and you'll get details of that. But on there, I take live Q&A. People can ask me any question they like. And one girl did ask me, how do you stretch into that? If you've got low self-esteem or you're lacking in courage, how do you stretch into doing videos and putting yourself out online and really pushing your business forward? Because that's what it takes. And I just said to her, you know, it's interesting. I look quite confident on all those videos and I do quite well in that space, but nobody sees the anxiety I go through beforehand. You know, I procrastinate about doing this podcast and I procrastinate about doing videos. And it's this sense of stretching. You know, you have to stretch out of that comfort zone. You've got to push yourself into the courageous moment. And it's that sense of feel the fear, you know, allow the fear to give you the right message to tell you what you might need to do more of. But at some point you need to step away from the fear and say, thank you for sharing fear. I believe in your consultation, but I now need to go for it. And I now need to do it. And remember, people out there are only really thinking about themselves. Like, none of you are really thinking about my fears here or my visibility or how I feel. You're thinking and listening to what I'm saying, and you're thinking about it in the context of yourself and how you can apply it to your own life. So remember, when you're doing things in your business and you're trying to put videos out online or whatever it is that you're doing, get up on stage and speak, whatever it is, it's okay to feel fear and it's okay to feel a bit anxious. I was watching a show the other night, and Will.i.am, who's, you know, amazing in the music world and, you know, one of my idols, Will.i.am said, you know, anxiety, feeling anxious, they're just feelings, and feelings are there for your friend. They're actually your friend. They're just telling you and letting you know that this is a big moment in your life and it's important. So, you know, don't push it away. Don't push it away. Just go for it. So I think that's sort of a nice point to end today. And I think it'd be worthwhile. As I said, if you want to do a TED talk, You should really get on over to energizewealth.com and listen to the interview on Feminine Wealth TV. It's on over there, just went up live a few days ago. So as always, if you enjoyed today's show, I'd love to hear about it in the comments below or over on the Energize Wealth blog. You can also comment there, or you can drop me an email. Drop me an email through the website on the contact form. I do pick up emails there. It'd also be great if you would subscribe to the show wherever you're listening to it. We're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're on Podomatic, we're all over the place. So wherever you are listening to this, please leave us a review and a subscribe. It helps us to get the show found by more people. So it basically helps us to move up the ranks. I really want to get the show up the ranks. So any help you can give me there would be awesome. So remember, tune in next week when I'm going to be talking about the challenge of raising angel investor capital. And that's going to be with a lady called Laura McKenzie, who's the CEO of the Scale Investor Network. And it's the first and only all-female angel investor network in Australia. So for all you female entrepreneurs, or femtrepreneurs, as I like to call you out there, you got to get on the show next week and find out about that if you're looking to raise some capital. So until then, have a great week.
Thanks for tuning in. Come and join us on energizewealth.com to continue the conversation. Get your free video training, 7 Steps to Energized Wealth, and watch the video interviews that were the inspiration behind this episode.